Chapter 56. Got Your Back. Summary. The crowd starts to slowly grow behind them as midnight draws nearer, the groundswell of noise slowly burbling up like a rising tide. The bell still rings clear above it, though, echoing through the night like a steady, crystalline heartbeat. Todoroki Entrance Hall is just as tall and forbidding as Shinso remembers. White walls cast in shadow as the door shuts behind them, turning the already dark floor pitch black. Todoroki shucks off his coat first, letting it fall to the floor, before flicking on the hallway light as Shinso and Mindidia hurry to catch up. The sudden brightness makes them squint.
So,
Todoroki says, turning around to face them as they hustle to get their coats off.
I may have just come out to my mom.
Shinso freezes. Beside him, there's a loud zipping noise, a sharp snap, and a yelp. Both Todoroki and Shinso's heads whip around to see Mindidia wincing and grabbing his fingers, as the metal zipper clasp from his coat bounces off the floor.
Todoroki begins,
but Mindidia starts waving his hands furiously, cutting him off.
It's nothing, it's fine. I was just... What? You what?
Todoroki's eyes drop, and he folds his arms over his chest, looking a little on edge.
I might have come out to my mom. After dinner.
There's silence. Shinso's guts suddenly tie themselves into knots. They've just come in from the cold, but all at once, he's sweating.
I didn't outright say I was gay. But she wanted to catch up with me after dinner. Just me.
Todoroki looks away and to the side, one hand coming up to brush his hair behind one ear. His words come disjointed.
She'd already asked about school and stuff over dinner, and she'd asked if I was seeing anyone, and I said no.
He swallows.
She took me to our backyard porch, and,
Todoroki shifts in place, arms tightening across his chest, hands gripping his elbows.
She thanked me for trusting her again.
He pauses a moment.
We talked a bit about Dad, and
Todoroki's jaw tenses a moment, brows creasing, before he forces himself to move on.
Well, I want her to be happy. And she said that she hopes I find someone who makes me happy. And I didn't even think. I should have, but I just...
Todoroki's breath starts to come a little uneven.
I said, even if it's a guy.
Shinso's stomach dropped.
And she looked surprised, but Todoroki swallows hard. She looked at me and said, I'm not your father.
Todoroki's hands grip his arm so tight, it looks like it hurts.
She said, whoever you choose, I know it'll be the right person. And that's what matters.
Shinso stares. Silence echoes.
Oh, Shoto!
Mindidia steps forward, wraps Todoroki up in his arms, and the taller boy collapses onto him like a puppet with its strings cut. In front of them,
Shinso stands, feeling similarly unmoored, limp, boneless. The knots in his gut untie all at once in a wave of relief, and then cramp with something much nastier. Something almost, almost like envy. Fuck you, he thinks viciously at himself, and forces himself forward to join the embrace. Todoroki stands between the two of them for long enough that his warmth starts to ease Shinso's pain a bit, lets him focus more on his genuine happiness and relief for his boyfriend, fluttering and astonished, but there. His phone feels like an anvil in his pocket, and his insides sting as if soaked in salt water, but he ignores it. Now's not the time.
Shoto, that's amazing, Midoriya finally says, as he pulls back a little, eyes shining with tears. I'm so happy for you!
Shinso nods in agreement, not trusting himself enough to speak. Todoroki shifts a little in place, a small smile flitting over his face as his eyes drop to the floor, also looking suspiciously shiny. His arms fall back to his sides from where they'd been loosely holding them both, one crossing his torso to grip his forearm. It's an unusually meek pose for him.
Thanks. I'm happy too.
He slides a glance at Shinso.
Are you okay?
Shinso starts, then starts again, eyes blinking wide.
What? Why, of course I am, Shoto. This is really great news.
His voice cracks in the middle of great, and Shinso's face freezes as he immediately curses himself. Todoroki turns a little to look at him better, expression a bit concerned, which is already more concerned than Shinso wants him to be.
It's fine, he hastens to add.
Honestly, I'm just really impressed you two have managed to come so far. Like, that's pretty incredible Hitoshi.
Shinso's mouth snaps shut as Todoroki cuts him off.
It's okay if it's not okay.
Shinso feels his face start to warp into something between tears and a frown, and tries furiously to stop it.
No, it's not, he protests vehemently. This is about you, not me.
He forces a laugh.
Don't give me permission to be selfish now, or I'll never stop.
Todoroki gives him a look that clearly says he's not buying it.
It's not selfish to be reminded of your own ma.
It's nothing,
Shinso cuts him off before he can finish, shoving his hands in his pant pockets and forcing a casual pose.
I mean, I didn't even come out to my mom. And like, I mean, Shoto, if you can have something like this with yours even after, you know, all you've been through, maybe I'm just, I don't know.
He avoids eye contact, tries to suppress the uncomfortable twisting of his stomach, the swirl of sediment.
Maybe I'm just being dumb.
Midoriya opens his mouth, but Todoroki stops him before he can speak with a hand on his shoulder, and looks at Shinso with a faint frown.
Hitoshi, you're not dumb.
Shinso just looks to the side, and Todoroki's frown increases in his periphery as he does.
Hitoshi, when my mom burned me, Todoroki begins,
and Shinso's eyes suddenly snap back to his, shocked. Todoroki continues unfazed.
When she burned me, I already knew exactly who to blame. Wasn't hard to forgive her, because it wasn't her fault. But
he pauses, making sure he has Shinso's attention.
If I had chosen not to forgive her, it would have been justified. Because she did burn me. She was the one who boiled the water, who saw my face, who
Todoroki cuts off, a tremor in his voice forcing him to a stop. He swallows hard, looking away a moment and taking a shaky breath, before continuing. That sense of betrayal, of fear, that's not something you just get over. She really, really hurt me. He swallows, face drawing tight, and voice dipping quieter. I still hate being in that kitchen. There's a moment of silence where he looks down a moment, gathering himself, before looking back up. Shinso, if I had chosen never to speak to her again because of that, I think that'd be my right, to get to make that choice. I don't think anyone should get to decide how a victim ought to react for them. I've had enough of having my decisions made for me to know that I hate it. His hands flex into fists for a moment, before relaxing. I was able to bring myself to trust my mother again, because I chose to. I wanted to. If you want to do that too, we'll support you. But if you don't, we'll support that too, because it's your choice. His eyes burn into Shinso's. It's not dumb. Shinso stands there a moment, hands still shoved in his pockets and staring at Todoroki, then has to drop his head as his vision starts to blur. Fuck. Midoriya shuffles a little closer, brushing their arms together. Shinso leans into him. I'm sorry, Shoto, he makes himself say, past a throat that's starting to close. I really am happy for you. Todoroki's feet step into his field of vision, and then a hand comes up to rest on the back of his head, softly threading through purple locks. Thanks. I'm happy too. There's a quiet noise, a short exhale somewhere between joy and incredulity. Really happy. But, you know, I bet part of why I was comfortable enough to even accidentally let that slip is because of you two. Shinso looks up at that, even if his eyes are embarrassingly watery. At his side, Midoriya does the same, and Todoroki looks seriously at them both. I knew you guys would have my back, even if she said no. Between them, Midoriya sucks in a breath, and Shinso looks to see his face turn determined, though his eyes are still suspiciously damp. Grabbing Todoroki's hand and the edge of Shinso's sleeve, he gives them both a fierce look.
That's right! Both of you, no matter what, will always have each other.
Shinso's heart flips in his chest, and he has to let out a shaky, broken breath, with an equally shaky, broken smile. The cramps in his guts unravel so fast, he feels almost unbalanced, cut free. Salt water recedes back down his throat, and suddenly, his pockets feel less heavy. Thanks, he manages to say, voice weak, but takes his hands out of his pockets so he can step forward and wrap them both up in his arms. They go willingly. He holds them tight, fiercely so, before releasing a deep, shuddering breath and stepping back, trying to wipe his eyes and finish taking off his coat at the same time. Wanna head up? They both give him an assessing look as he manages to finally shuck his coat off and throw it to the floor with a thump and rustle of fabric. When he looks back up, he gives them a smile, a little wobbly, but for the first time in the last few minutes, completely genuine. Their faces relax, and Shinso feels almost light enough to float. It hits him that it doesn't matter what happens, what he decides. Either way, no matter what. Really? He He should have realized. They'd never let him drown.
Yeah, let's go.
They end up not having much time to spend in Todoroki's sparsely furnished bedroom before they have to head out again, at Midoriya's insistence. Lines for New Year's shrine visits are killer at the best of times, and though they're going in the middle of the night, it's not like to be much different. Probably a different crowd, yes, but just as many people will likely come to see the New Year's Inn right on the dot, instead of the day after. Shinso's never done a midnight shrine visit himself. Neither have Todoroki or Midoriya. This is the first year their parents have deemed them old enough, save for Todoroki, who, in a moment of quiet rebellion that Shinso thoroughly approves of, just straight up didn't tell his dad. As it turns out, though, his lack of brain-to-mouth filter had almost shot him in the foot, as he'd accidentally let it slip to Natsuo when the older brother had engaged him in some solo conversation after dinner. Trying to bond, apparently. Just Todoroki's luck that he'd grabbed him after his conversation with his mom, when he was feeling particularly distracted, if not outright shaken. Shinso's not sure how well this brotherly bonding would have gone normally. He knows all too well how hard Todoroki can be to get to know, but apparently accidentally revealing that he was going behind their father's back to have a midnight shrine visit with some friends was the exact sort of thing Natsuo approved of. After the initial shock, he'd apparently given Todoroki some surprised but enthusiastic assurances that he'd help keep an eye out so their dad didn't notice his absence, and had sent him on his way with a sudden hug that had caught Todoroki off guard. Though when Midoriya prods a little, Todoroki admits that, while awkward, the hug had been nice. And the small smile he wears while saying so has Shinso believing it. He walks with a lighter step after that, feeling cautiously hopeful. Maybe Todoroki will be able to make that big, empty house feel like a home after all. It's a bit of a trip to get to the shrine, but when they arrive, it is, happily, not yet packed. There's still a fair number of people milling about, filling the air with quiet chatter, but it's not anywhere close to the crowds that typically gather on New Year's Day. It helps, too, that they opted to go to one of the smaller, lesser-known shrines, and Shinso's thankful for their foresight. The bell is already being rung, a beautiful, ethereal sound that rings out over the small crowd lining up to pray, and sends a shiver up Shinso's spine. Prayers won't be accepted until the last chime has been struck, so they set themselves up behind the loose line that's forming near the shrine's entrance. The air is still biting cold, but that only gives them an excuse to stand closer together, so Shinso can't truly say he's bothered. The tip of Midoriya's nose is an adorable pink, Todoroki's cheeks almost equally rosy, and Shinso snuggles into his scarf as they form a small triangle of shared heat, like huddling penguins, feeling a warm happiness start to fizz in his chest. The crowd starts to slowly grow behind them as midnight draws nearer, a groundswell of noise burbling up like a rising tide. The bell still rings clear above it, though, echoing through the night like a steady, crystalline heartbeat. Midoriya starts up occasional conversation, asking if they've hopes or plans for the new year. That keeps them occupied for a while, though they keep their answers light. Shinso gets teased when Midoriya immediately guesses that one of his goals is to see at least a dozen more cat cafes, something that he can't even properly refute, when it's not only true, but honestly, probably underestimating him. All he can do instead is turtle grumpily into his scarf and glare at his boyfriends while they laugh, accurately taking his silence for begrudging admission. Finally, the last chime is rung, and there are a few cheers and a lot of excited hubbub, people turning to each other and wishing each other a happy new year with brilliant smiles. Shinso shuffles in a little closer so he can do the same, but is taken off guard when Midoriya grabs him and Todoroki by their coats, drags them down, and plants a super quick kiss to each of their cheeks. Shinso pops back up like a startled squirrel when Midoriya lets them go, Todoroki doing the same, and Midoriya looks at them with a beet red face and a shy smile.
Happy New Year's!
Shinso feels himself blush, mouth open and blinking owlishly, but can't be too embarrassed, because he can see Todoroki blushing too, right beside him. His mouth snaps shut with a laugh, and he can't help but grin. Happy New Year's! When he reaches the shrine, Shinso's not quite sure what he wants to pray for, but he does know what he wants to give thanks for. Midoriya has gone before him, and Todoroki's waiting, so he doesn't waste time. He's done his bell ring and his offering, and after bowing and clapping the appropriate number of times, he closes his eyes and makes it quick. Thank you for a year where I can finally start being a hero. Thank you for a year where I finally made friends. Thank you for Izuku and Shoto. He hesitates, thinking fast. I hope next year is even better. He bows one last time, and steps aside to join Midoriya where he waits at the side. He's not religious. Shrine visits are more for the fun of it than anything. But as Todoroki steps up from behind him, he has the thought that even if a god did exist, they'd hardly need to be listening to Shinso's hasty wish for a better year for it to come true. He's already got everything he needs.